All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, myth number 48. Learning today is sponsored by Ron Eastern, in memory of his parents, Miriam Gittel, Bas Yitzchak HaKohen, in Chaim Yemio Ben Yisbeyo, Shedehenish Masam Truos, Betura Chaim. Okay, is the Chazan supposed to end the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael silently? So a little bit of a myth. I mean, it's a machlokas, it's a truth. It's a machlokas, but we'll point out the issues with that, and I think in our circles, it's more commonly accepted to end Ga'al Yisrael out loud, as you would the rest of davening, if you're the Chazan, or at least the rest of the brachos. Okay, so if you don't know what I'm talking about, here's the background. On the one hand, the Gemara says we're supposed to be Someif Ge'ula L'Tefila, connect the Ge'ula, redemption, to our Shmoneh Esrei. So when we say Baruch Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, we should go directly into Hashem Sovasai Tivtach in our Shmoneh Esrei. On the other hand, when the Chazan, though, says, Baruch Adah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, and so he says the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, we're also supposed to answer Amen to that, as we are supposed to answer Amen to any bracha we hear. The Mechaber, Paskins, and Kuf Chav Dalet, any bracha we hear, we're supposed to answer Amen to. So, you know, if I just play out the timeline right now. So I say, Micha Mochen, I finish Baruch Adah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. Then the Chazan comes in, Baruch Adah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, and I answer Amen. And then I start Hashem Sosai Tiftach. So now I've broken up my Ga'al Yisrael, my Ge'ula, and my Tefillah, my Shmoneh Esrei. So that's the issue. So what are you supposed to do when you hear the Chazan's Bracha? So this is the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, Sephardim and Ashkenazim. The Mechaber in Samech Vav Zayin says, don't answer Amen to Ga'al Yisrael because it's going to be a Hefsek. Right? Usually we're supposed to answer Amen to the Brachos, but in this case we can't answer Amen. That's it. Like, something's got to give. So that's what he gives in on. The Ramah says the opposite. Our meaning is to answer Amen. It's a hefsek, but you got to answer Amen to brachos. Okay, so he's going to argue it's not such a hefsek here because it's all in the same inyan. So there are two halachos that are conflicting and they each give in on one. For the Ashkenazim, I believe the majority of my viewership is, so that the Chazan should say the bracha out loud and we would answer Amen to the bracha. Okay, so there is a minhag that developed, relatively speaking, more recently, that would like obviate this whole issue in the best of both worlds. And that minhag is for the Chazan to end the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael silently. Bracha Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael. So to end it silently. So in this way, what's the point of that? I, as you know, a listener in the Tzibor, never heard the bracha, so I don't have to answer Amen to it. If I don't, you know, someone's saying a bracha in China right now, I don't have to answer Amen to it. I don't know what's going on. So I don't have to answer Amen to that bracha. And so this way, I can just go right into my smichas gula tzvila. That would be the eitza, the minhag that developed recently. So there are those who support it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoting the Dershu, and he said this is the minhag of the Chazon Ish. Chassam Sofer liked it. The Prima Gadim did this. He said when he was a Chazon, he would say it silently. So there definitely is a strong support for it, but many, and I think most relevant to us, Rav Soloveitchik, and then I'll also quote Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, as well as others, were against this practice. And they said, no, the appropriate thing to do is for the Chazan to say the whole bracha of Ga'al Yisrael out loud, notwithstanding the issues that I just described. Why is that? Why were they against finishing it silently? So three issues. Number one, it's not so respectful to the bracha, to God's name, to be like, Baruch Hashem, and then just like, wait, what are we blessing God about? I couldn't hear the end of that bracha. So that's number one. Number two, it's not really clear that the fact that we in the Tzibor didn't hear the end of the bracha means we don't have to answer Amen. The Gemara, the famous shul in Alexandria, that was a massive shul, and the people who sat in the back couldn't hear the Chazan. So they would wave flags when it was time to answer Amen. So you see from there that even if you don't hear the bracha, but you know the bracha is being said, and which bracha is being said, you would still be obligated to answer Amen. So that should apply here too. We all know what the Chazan is saying under his breath, so we should have to answer Amen as well. So it's like not even, it doesn't even make sense. And finally, and this is like their strongest like point, I think, why don't any of the earlier sources quote this? Let's just stick with the Mechaber and the Ramah. They were both aware of the issue here, and neither of them suggested for the Chazan to say Ga'al Yisrael silently. The Mechaber said, okay, just don't answer Amen. And the Ramah says, okay, answer Amen anyways. They each gave in on one. Why didn't they think of answering it, concluding silently, if they felt like that would solve the issue? So that's why many of these contemporary poskim are against it. And I think, you know, the minhag in our communities are mostly to say Ga'al Yisrael out loud. And if you're Ashkenazi, you're going to follow the Ramah, just answer Amen to that bracha. If you are looking for an eitza, for some advice to get out of it, so the Mishnah Berurah says not to say it silently, but the following. If we were to finish our bracha of Ga'al Yisrael simultaneously, although there's a little asterisk there and that would require a whole other addendum, so we'll leave that out. But let's just even say a second ahead of the chazan, 2 seconds ahead of the chazan, and then you start your Shemoneh Esrei before he finishes saying, Ga'al Yisrael. So now for sure you can't answer Amen because you're in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. You don't answer Amen to a bracha in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. And it's not like a problem. It's not an affront to the bracha to not answer Amen because you're in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. So that's the eight of the Mishnah Berurah gives, that everybody in the Tzibor should just like very quickly before the chazan finishes his bracha, Ga'al Yisrael, should start their bracha, Hashem Sevasai Tivtach, should start their Shemoneh Esrei, Hashem Sevasai Tivtach. In this way, we would have had Smichas Gula Litzvilah, we would have connected Ga'al Yisrael to Shemoneh Esrei, and we also wouldn't have heard a bracha that we're supposed to say Amin to and not answer Amin, because since we're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, we would not have to answer Amin to that. So that, I think, is a little bit more of an easily acceptable practice, and I've tried to do that myself. And so either, again, simultaneously or even a little bit ahead, finishing Ga'al Yisrael at that point would be a good thing to do. If not, it seems like the minute would be just to let the chazan say the bracha aloud and answer Amin like the Ramah. There do seem to be some issues with the chazan finishing it silently.